Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour in an essential job, plus get money for college. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
So, as I'll explain to you a little bit later in the program, I haven't been able to do a lot, including I really wanted to see Aaron Rodgers' debut as Jeopardy host last night, and I did not get a chance to, so I'll see if I can make a point to see it tonight. I suppose, I suspect, based on what I'm reading, he did very well. But there, I don't know if you saw the hilarious moment at the end of the game. The guy knew he wasn't going to win. The category was daytime TV personalities. And Scott, who was the two-day champion, rather than take a wild stab, had no idea, knew he didn't know it and couldn't win the game. So instead of scribbling down a legitimate guess, he wrote on his monitor, "Who wanted to kick that field goal?" I got to admit, that's pretty good. Aaron smiled, laughed, and said, "That is a great question. It should be correct." But obviously it was not. But I'd like to see this guy get this gig. I think he really wants it, honest to God. I think if they offered it to him, he'd walk away from football. I mean, the money's going to be great, and you don't have to get bashed every few plays. And you could do it. I mean, hell, Alec did it till he was 80. Not going to play football till he's 80, that's for sure. So I don't know.
I mean, how much meat's left on the bone for Aaron Rodgers? I mean, he's got a couple
of years. He's
done
pretty much everything you can. He's been the MVP. He's won the Super Bowl. You know, he's done pretty much everything out there. So if I were him, I really think he wants it. And he talks about it. He talks about it, A, incredibly knowingly knowledgeable, and B, with tremendous passion. He talks about growing up with the program, that he said when he was little, he'd sit on the floor and his parents would watch it and he didn't know what was going on. He was just a little kid. But he remembers hearing Alec's voice, and then he watched it religiously, and he competed on the show in a celebrity version, and he watched film like a quarterback would to prepare for this. And I guess he really came across very well. And that was only his first one. So I hope he gets it. I really like to see that.
I think it'd be great. Guys,
I mean, but Jim Brown left as the NFL's leading rusher to go into showbiz and think movies. And, you know, he didn't look back. And Barry Sanders was at the top of his game, and he left. And he didn't even go into showbiz or anything like that.
Calvin Johnson, too. Megatron.
This is Jim Brown, more equitable to Jim Brown, because there's another career waiting for him that he could be good at. I think he'd be good at this.
Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this game today, that's incorrect, and you're going to lose 0.
Yeah, he's got to get a little more animated, but he will as he gets more confident, more comfortable. That's right. Normal. It's anybody. So as you get more, you make it more your space, then you feel a little bit more, you can let loose a little bit. He's just got to be a little more animated. But I think he could do it. I'm rooting for him. I want him to do it.
No, that'd be cool.
There you go. There's your Twitter, Bet Rivers Tuesday Twitter poll. Do you want Aaron Rodgers to take over the Jeopardy job and leave the Packers? Yes, no.
All right. I like that. I put one up just because you were talking about it with Fred. The Bet Rivers Twitter poll Tuesday for hour two of today's V Show was, have you ever had a pimento cheese sandwich? I've had pimento cheese. I think I've had a pimento cheese sandwich, but I'm not sure.
Don't remember.
I'm not sure. By the way, Nathan Huber, in addition to having some delicious tacos from our friends at delivery.com and washing it down with a little bit of ale-8, it's wonderful lunch. Nathan's lovely wife made banana bread, and oh, nice. Fresh from the oven. And holy sweet mother of God, I would spin kick nuns to get slices of that. It was
damn, that's a little harsh.
Well, you know, Maybe not. Maybe not nuns. Toddlers, sure. But no, it's very, 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 very tasty. And he also said that his wife makes the best pimento cheese ever. He's going to bring some in. So yeah, so maybe in honor of the Masters, we'll get a little.
I get the feeling Huber's I've tried it, and cheese. It just has not left a gigantic impression on me.
Well, maybe you haven't had Nathan's wife's cheese, so maybe that'll make you a believer. I don't know, but I've had it before. The more I'm thinking about it, the more I've had, because it's kind of a staple of like brunch. I've had it before. Okay. I just don't know if I've had it in sandwich form.
I don't see your second poll, by the way.
What? No, it's up there.
Oh, wait a minute. I see the first one. If you're a top AAU men's basketball recruit, what's the most appealing destination? And it's a good poll. Gonzaga's 19%, Duke's 24%, Kentucky's 28%, G League's 29%.
Yeah, that's, no, that, kind of that's a good like. One. That's yeah, gonna, four-way that's dance.
Gonna, it's going to do some damage. Let's see. Well, maybe you just retweeted that. Let's go see if it's under ESPN Louisville.
Yeah, I don't think I've retweeted the pimento cheese.
Have you ever
cheese.
Had a pimento cheese sandwich? Oh, man, another good one. 51-49 right now. Yes.
John Jay saying that it's even better on toast.
Okay, I'll buy that. But we'll see. And then the third one I think is going to be good. Do you want Aaron Rodgers to give up football to host Jeopardy? I'm saying yes. I don't know. I think it's awesome. I'd like, because he would have had a storybook career. He waited his turn behind Brett Favre, got his chance, made the most of it, won a bazillion games, won the MVP, won a Super Bowl. Now it's time to move on to the next chapter. Good for him. I think that's pretty, bless you, Simon. I think that's pretty cool. So I hope that plays out for him. Simon should bark here soon. He doesn't usually sneeze without barking, but we might have got away with it that time. I don't know. So there's that. What else was I going to tell you?
Do you say bless me after you sneeze?
To myself?
Yeah, no, yeah. Some people do that. Like, oh, excuse me. Like, bless me. Or like, you know, I've never heard that.
I think you're making crap up.
I've heard of people doing that. I almost want to put that up as a Twitter poll, but you know, I want this Aaron Rodgers one to breathe a little bit before throwing another
bless
one
me.
On top of
Who
it.
Who blesses themselves?
I don't think it's meant to be like, you know, I don't need your stinking blessings. I don't think it's meant to be like one of those things. I think it's more just like
people
just being
say,
polite, like, you know,
me,
yeah, like pardon, yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah, I think it's
whatever,
in that vein, like, oh, pardon
me.
Like, yeah.
That would be like bumping into somebody in the mall and going, bless me. And they'd say, what are you talking about?
I'm telling you, I've heard of that. I've heard of that thing, but it's not in the vein of how it sounds. It sounds like you're saying, like, you know, excuse me. But it's more of just like a polite, like, oh, excuse me, like, you know.
Okay.
Nick, you have to get the spicy white cheddar one from Paul's. It'll change your life in terms of.
Boy, there's some strong pimento cheese fans out there, and I'm happy to see it, by God.
White cheddar spicy pimento cheese is so damn good.
Okay.
Bob, he could do both jobs. Alex Trebek did 5 shows in 1 day. So that was like maybe, what, 40 days of work? I mean.
Yeah, that is true. But I don't think he could do it during football, obviously. So that's the point. You're not going to be able to do both. I mean, Alex Trebek, for a time, did 2 shows. He hosted Jeopardy, and he hosted Concentration. So he had 2
games. That was the other game show he did. Yeah.
Yeah. He hosted Concentration for a long time. He was good at that, too.
UPS jobs text line, ESPN news updates by Nick sounded like Adam Sandler and Billy Madison. Yeah, it was that one was a rough one.
We had trouble getting out of the chute on that one.
Yeah, you know? we kind of spun out early. I think we got it relatively back on the rails, but it was sort of Gonzaga esque. You know, we got knocked sideways and never really got a ton of momentum back. Yeah.
Here are the winners of the Louisville Bracket Challenge, by the way. If you're a regular listener and you wondered, you still haven't looked, I imagine all these people already looked it up, but if they haven't, and if you're a friend of one of theirs, you can let them know, or if you're a friend of one of theirs and they already know, you can call and congratulate them. Counting from number 10 up, Henry Collette finished 10th, Logan Walker 9th, Jason Puckett finished 8th. This says, is this, I'm not trying to be rude, but is this the person's name, Naw Shaw? Really? I don't know. Sorry,
guess
your name. No disrespect. Number 7. 6 is Brandon Nevitt. 5 is Chad Brady. 3 is Joe Rickert. 4 is Joe Rickert. 3 is Brandon Abels. 2 is Richard Mers. And the winner, the grand prize winner, Patrick LaFollette. Congratulations to all 10 of them for getting some fabulous prizes in our contest. And we had hundreds and hundreds of entries. It always proves to be very popular, so we appreciate everybody for taking time to enter that contest. All right, we're going to take a short break and then come back and have a short visit with Carl Schmidt, and then we'll visit with Dane O'Neill, and then I'll have a little announcement for you, and we'll do all that in the last portion of the program. So stay with us here on ESPN 680 1057.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That sounded pretty good.
ESPN Orchestra with your host, Bob Valvano, on the pencil and the glass. Carl Schmidt joins us right now, and always a pleasure to catch up with him from the Louisville Sports Commission. Carl, thank you so much, and I know we got news about the golden ticket. What are we getting down to closing days? What's the status of this? I know that that's one of the great, great events that you do in a big fundraiser, so give us a status update. What's happening?
Well, the drawing is the 20th of April, and we decided this year in the COVID year is a gift to our loyal ticket buyers. We're going to limit sales to 250.
Wow.
That makes it easier than the number we normally do. And, it's a raffle. Winner take all, $100 for a raffle ticket. All the proceeds go to the Sports Commission, help us do more of what we do. The significant portion of the proceeds go to support our youth initiatives. And the good news is, Bob, if you win, you will go to the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks this year.
Nice.
And you'll be in the third floor grandstand and in a box sharing with a couple other folks that are all socially distanced, and this year everybody is getting their food provided as part of the package. So $100, and you want me to go through the list of this
amazing, why not make it sound
package?
As attractive as possible. We need people
sure.
to open up their wallets.
So the first part is two tickets to this year, 2021 Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby, third floor grandstand. Then you'll get season tickets to Louisville City Football Club. You get season tickets to the Louisville Bats. And then you're going to take your choice between University of Kentucky or University of Louisville. You go to every home football game and every home basketball game.
Wow.
Not season tickets, because you're going to be in different seats every time. Sometimes the tickets are donated, sometimes we buy tickets from the university. Sometimes you're going to be up with Bob Uecker in the cheap seats, and sometimes you might be in the front row. And then you'll go to the next year to the Paul Horning Award dinner. You'll have Bellarmine season basketball tickets. And, you know, usually along the way we throw in a couple other niceties just to add to that. But it's quite a ticket package. If you're a sports fan at all, you just get overwhelmed with the amount of tickets you have, and then it goes to a great cause to help us do what we do, which is bring sports to Louisville and also promote and help more kids, youth, particularly disadvantaged youth, play participate in sports.
So find out, go to their website. You can't miss it. It's big. You link right there. Golden Ticket, Louisville Sports Commission Golden Ticket Raffle. $100 is all it takes. There's a big square at the bottom of the screen, rectangle. It says purchase tickets. Click on that, and you can purchase and get. There's a list. If they went too fast and you couldn't keep track of all of them, they're right there for you. And you'll what a wonderful, for $100. Wow, you'll get thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of tickets and experiences. So very cool. Let me ask you a serious and somewhat sensitive question. COVID has beaten the crap out of a lot of people. Nonprofits have taken their lumps as well. What have you had to do to compensate to get through these last 12 months?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. First of all, we were the beneficiary of the federal funding that came through, two forgivable loans and one non-forgivable loan. Without those, it doesn't matter. It wouldn't matter what we have done. We'd have been out of business. So those were what they called the PPP. Was just it saved us. Two of them, as I mentioned, forgivable. One is, I think, a 2.25% interest over 30 years. So that kept us going. We did have to reduce our staff from 8 to 6. We took salary cuts. The CEO took a bigger cut than everybody else, just because I think that's the right thing to do. And we also cut back on a lot of the perks for the staff. And I will have to tell you, Bob, our staff has been awesome. They have just been working it. They've doubled up on duties, haven't missed a day, no whining, no complaining, passionate about what we do. And if you look at the hotel room night stays in Louisville during COVID, most of it's been driven by sports travel. We've been fortunate early on we could do some outdoor things with cross country and some soccer and baseball in particular, but now we've been doing large travel girls volleyball, and we have girls basketball coming up. We've done archery, we've done cheer and dance, and the sports rights holders, the event managers, have learned to adjust. They've submitted their plans with our help and the help of Louisville Tourism and others. The Kentucky Expo Center has been terrific in terms of the plans submitted to state government for approval. And state government, to their credit, they've gotten its answers quickly. It isn't always the answer we want, but, we say a lot of times in our business, the best answer we get is yes, and the second best answer we can get is a quick no. And so you know to move on. So yeah, we've had to cut back, and it's taken a toll. But like I said, our staff has been fabulous, just has been working hard and probably harder than ever, and a lot of success. And we're just grateful that sports has been one of those shining lights that, you know, people can get away from the drudgery of what COVID has done to them with just either watching sports on TV, or you can even go and watch your kids play, you know, limited access, but you can get there. There were 12 indoor track meets at the new track facility this year.
And we How's that working out, by the way? I'm sure I never was so excited. How's that playing out, and where do you see it going in the future?
Well, it's awesome. I mean, the thing about a track is people want to know, is it a fast track, and are the jumps good? You know, can you jump high, and can you run fast? That's what they want to know. The rest of it doesn't really matter a whole lot. Doesn't matter what neighborhood it's in, doesn't matter what city it's in. And this track is proving to be an incredibly fast track. The Mondo surface that was put down, and kudos to Sadiqua Reynolds and her team at the Louisville Urban League and their board leadership for doing it. But the Mondo track, which they're the oldest and largest track manufacturer, this is actual track surface itself, and it's been fast. We've had lots of fastest times in the country. We had a young man, seventh grader, run the second fastest 60-meter dash ever for a seventh grader.
Wow.
So it's fast track, and the jumps are great. The pole vault, the long jump, and the triple jump, and the high jump are all great. The runways for the triple jump, long jump, and pole vault have what they call elevated platforms, so you're actually jumping off of wooden boards and not just a pad sitting on top of concrete. And, that's always preferred. So it's been terrific. And I see, you know, the question, where do we see it going? We're going to be hosting national championships at NCAA and USA Track and Field and AAU. And we've already booked probably three conference championships for next year. We believe we can get in line for the ACC championship to have that one every once in a while. And probably the thing that will be most gratifying to anybody that understands the culture of sports, right? So we have a great culture of basketball in this state and in this community. We don't have a great culture of track and field because you can't do track and field year round. It's okay, but it's not great. But now with this facility, because you can train and you can run in meets during the indoor season, we've had coaches tell us that in less than 10 years, the culture of track and field in the state of Kentucky will change dramatically. It'll be uplifted. You'll have many more kids running track, more scholarships, more kids, you know, being able to compete just for all the reasons we know that sports does great things for you, just regardless of your age, and also matriculate up to that elite level. So it's an amazing facility. It's one of 12 in the whole world that are built to this standard. And when you go there and watch a track meet, they're fun to go to. I mean, and it's great. Yeah. It's great for the community. It's great for the neighborhood. We're very pleased with it.
Yeah, I you know, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but all those things are great and they're meaningful. And when you get on the national landscape, when you get a, you know, a USA track event or ACC championships, it'll only mushroom even more, because that's the one that, you know, Joe Jablonski can recognize. He picks up the paper and he goes, oh my God, look at that. They, you know, national caliber people are coming here. And based on what you're telling me, I haven't seen it, but I do know this. I know a handful of track people. You're exactly right. It's to modify the baseball saying, if it's a great facility, they will come.
You know, they will come. And I'll give you examples. So we had these 12 track meets, and it might end up being 14 because there were a couple at the very end. So there were 18 foreign countries. There were athletes from 18 foreign countries.
Wow.
Who came to that facility. There were athletes from 42 states. There were athletes from 66 of the 120 counties in the state of Kentucky.
Wow.
And every zip code in the local metropolitan area, the local MSA, were represented. So you think about at the corner of 30th and Market Street, and the other corner is 30th and Muhammad Ali. We had athletes from those locations coming to that neck of the woods to do what they do, which is to run, jump, and throw. And it was pretty amazing. And it'll just continue. It'll just get better.
Yeah, it absolutely will. Carl, thanks for the time. Again, go to LouisvilleSports.org, and you can find the link to buy the tickets. You also can see a list of their events coming up. There's a volleyball tournament. There's a Jam Fest, which is coming up. There's some basketball events going on. And, of course, you'll want to keep your eye on that for some of the track and field that he just talked about as well. Take care of yourself. Stay safe. And it's good to catch up with you, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.
All right, Carl Schmidt with us here from the Louisville Sports Commission. Appreciate visiting with him. Let me tell you about this before we do anything else. You want to head to Kroger right now and also visit the Kroger app. Get all the fresh you want with delivery or free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Plus, you'll find more ways to save on the fresh you love with personalized coupons, weekly sales, rewards like fuel points, and more. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Don't forget, UPS is hiring. It's a competitive hiring climate here in the Louisville area, and UPS is certainly stepping up to the plate. They will offer a retention and attendance bonus to 2021. Starting pay is $14.50 an hour. Employees on select shifts also receive an additional $300 weekly attendance bonus. Learn how you can graduate debt-free if you're going to school or want to go to school. Plus, UPS is now also offering a $100 attendance Sunday bonus for all employees that have a Sunday through Thursday work week. And you think we're done? Well, we're not, because they're also offering a $75 bonus for all night shift employees. So, and that doesn't include the $100 I just mentioned. So if an employee works nights, Sunday through Thursday, in addition to that fabulous starting pay we talked about, they're also going to get a bonus, a weekly bonus of $175. Not too shabby. Visit upsjobsky.com for more information. Do you want to take a break before we get to Ms. O'Neill, or do you want to go on the fly, or what do you want to do? Well, but the problem is then I'm going right to the top. So if you need another break, take it now or forever hold your spots. Okay, so you want me. All right, so we're going to Dana O'Neill here in just a bit. I think I've told you about DraftKings. I told you about Genesis. I told you about... I do want to thank the folks that didn't mention this yet. We want to give one more thank you out to the folks who helped support our bracket challenge. We read the list of winners earlier, but the ESPN Louisville Bracket Challenge was presented by UPS Jobs, Bet Rivers Sportsbook, the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife, SueDistractedDriver.com, and Steepleton's. Fabulous grand prize this year was a Gorilla Goal from Steepleton's. And then thanks to our friends at RGB Home Theaters, the second overall prize was a 50-inch LG TV. Fantastic. Don't forget, by the way, Louisville baseball comes your way. They take on Kentucky rivalry game. The Ellison-Bodenhausen coverage of Louisville baseball continues with tonight's game against the University of Kentucky. You can hear all those games on 93.9 The Ville. If it's Louisville baseball, it plays here on ESPN Louisville. Dane O'Neill, who has to be, I don't know, I'm going to guess, exhausted, exhilarated, exhausted? What exactly, how do you feel right now?
All the experts. Yeah, mostly I think exhausted right now, mostly because I'm driving, you know, far. But, you know, it was awesome. I mean, it was exhausting and crazy and really glad we did it and hope I never have to do it like that again.
Yep. Yeah. It was a remarkable Final Four, a bit anticlimactic as the championship game. Yeah. And it would have been impossible to live up to that semifinal game almost anyway, but then it was a game where Baylor just overwhelmed them a little bit, and that's about all you can say about that. But let's take a look at big picture stuff if we can. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, where we were talking in the show earlier. Is Gonzaga as desirable a place right now for high-level recruits to go as any in the country? People talk about they're not in a blue-blood conference, but they've got the number one recruit coming in next year. The way Mark Few likes to play is very appealing to athletes, and I'm going to guess that, you know, that we've seen the excellence for a lot of years, but it's only going to get even stronger because I think it's as appealing as any quote-unquote blue-blood program in a top-five conference in the country. How do you view it?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, look, you know, Jalen Suggs going there just and playing the way Jalen Suggs did this year and the way the team did. I mean, that was the, you know, that was the advertisement. You can come to Gonzaga and do everything you want to do. So, yeah, I think certainly they're going to be very appealing. But I do think the interesting thing will be on the other side of it. I think Mark Few and his staff will remain very selective about which of the top guys they take. You know, they were very – I went out there in October, and they said very much that Jalen Suggs had to sell them about coming to Gonzaga as much as they had to sell him on coming to Gonzaga. So they want to make sure that fit doesn't go away, that they've worked so hard to build. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to make lists now. I mean, and that's where it gets challenging. Sometimes you get your head turned and you mess things up. So, you know, I think they're going to be very deliberate, though, about how they choose, they don't mess things.
What's next for Scott Drew, do you think? I mean, is he entrenched in, they're going to name the court after him in 20 years and he's there forever, or is there a chance he moves on? What do you think happens with him?
You know, I don't know. I mean, he's been there for 18 years. It's practically a lifetime. I mean, and he's done everything he wants to do. I guess, you know, I never say never because people move in this business, as you well know. But I don't see why he would. I mean, I thought, you know, if Indiana had come calling and he could move home, that's a unique situation, right? But other than that, to bounce around just for the sake of bouncing around, I'm not really sure what he would achieve. I mean, he just won a national championship at Spink and Baylor. But he's going to do things the way he's been doing it, growing it through transfers and things like that. I don't think there's a real need to leave unless he just, is, you know, feels like he's done all he can do there.
Let's talk about the ugly side of what's going on. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Bill Self, whose program is under 5 serious level 1 accusations, signs a lifetime contract. The strong-ass offer guy is still going merrily along at LSU. We keep hearing things are going to break, but nothing's broken. Is something going to break soon? And frankly, right now is a climate where people are wondering, what the hell's going on? And not just on the men's side. We got, you know, the women's side also really got brought to the forefront. God bless that woman for sending that tweet out where they had a pyramid of dumbbells and yoga mats to bring it home. I mean, this is come to Jesus time for the NCAA, isn't it, or not? We keep saying it is, but nothing ever happens.
Well, nothing ever happens because the people that have to make it happen are the presidents of the university, and they don't do anything. I mean, that's the problem. Like, you know, we all sit here and rail, and coaches rail, and ADs rail, and the presidents go, yeah, you know, they change over the committees, they don't do anything with Mark Emmer. You know, they created this IARP to hear their complex cases, and they have decided exactly 0 cases in more than a year. I mean, by the time they decide the James Wiseman case, like James Wiseman might be retired from the NBA. It's insanity. It's been over a year for him. And yeah, I mean, what happened with the women's tournament was just stupidity, frankly. It was absolutely no need for that to happen, and worse, the way they handled it was just beyond the pale. I mean, I likened it to, you know, when Mark Emmert sat down with us at Hinkle Fieldhouse, he should have been in San Antonio fixing that. And it's not like you can do anything, but it's like when the president goes in after a tornado, you just go because it's the right thing to do. And they didn't. So, yeah, I mean, I think that they're in a PR crisis and a, you know, cynical crisis. But whether anything changes, I don't know, because I just don't know that the people who have to change things actually will ever do anything to change it.
He seems so almost unbelievably tone deaf. That's the only word I can think of. And I mean, that, and so to that point, you know, when it happened, it not only happened, and then it came to his attention, and, you know, no, normal, rational people would say, oh, my God, we got to make – but it was like it was wrong, and at first he didn't really understand why it was wrong. It's like, well, we gave them dumbbells. What did they want? And it was like, do you have any idea what these women do when they train? And it's just – I don't know where the support is coming for him. Where – why does he – how is he so firmly entrenched? I mean, it's not like they almost – you know, they had multiple lawsuits based on the cancellation of the tournament last year. How does he have such widespread support when he doesn't seem to get it, for lack of a better word?
It's a great question. And, again, I think it's a combination of nobody else wants the job because it's a thankless job. And number two, the president, as I said, these Division I council terms are like for however many years they're on, and they're the ones that have to make the decision, and they come as like pass the problem down the road. I mean, because you know, really his job is weird. Like, conference commissioners have power, presidents have power, ADs have power. He doesn't have a whole lot of power to buy himself do anything, but the one thing he's supposed to do is be the public face of the organization, and he's horrible at it. I mean, we sat down with him at Hinkle when the whole thing broke about the weight room, and I just said, I don't understand. Like, when you made a weight room for, like, 5,000 square feet for the men, then you look at the women's list and say, okay, 5,000 square feet for the women. I said, it's like when I buy my kids presents at Christmas, if my daughter gets 12 boxes, my son gets 12 boxes, and everybody's happy. Like, it's beyond common sense, like, how they couldn't figure that out. And you're right. I mean, he's horrible at his job, frankly, but yet nobody wants to get rid of him because nobody knows quite how to get rid of him. It is such a, as you know, bureaucratic mess. They can't, they move at the speed of a glacier. I mean, they can't get anything done, but it's unraveling awful quickly. I can't imagine we're going to stay in this sort of pattern for much longer if we can.
Well, maybe something will force their hand. That's the only thing I'm wondering. And maybe
I don't know what it is, though.
That's the thing. You look at it and say, what would it be? I mean, with everything that's happened, who knows? So I don't know. It remains to be seen. Dane O'Neill's with us here. Before we go any further, do you believe my son did not know what a Philly pretzel was? Do you believe that?
What? How did
Thank
you raise him wrong? What?
I know. I was trying to tell him how spectacularly good they are, and he was like, there's such a thing as a Philly pretzel? It's like, oh, don't let Dane O'Neill know.
It's not the one sold in the chain restaurant, like the chain called the Philly pretzel chain. It's the one sold outside of, like, what used to be Vet Stadium on the street corner. Those are the ones that we're talking about here.
She's right. That's a good point. Although, don't be besmirching the guys. I've had the ones at the airport. They're not terrible. They're okay.
No, they're fine, but that's not the real thing. That's just, no. That's not quite it.
No, that's the polyester one. You want?
Correct. Exactly. That's the okay imitation.
Let's talk about some other things. Hubert Davis to North Carolina. Everybody who's ever met him likes him, and that includes me. I'm happy for him. What kind of job do you think he'll do there?
You know, I think we're all sort of curious, right? And I think there's a sort of knee-jerk reaction that he's going to be horrible because whatever, he's Hubert, he's a really nice guy, and they only promoted him because he went to school there. I think we have to give him a chance. He's been sitting on that bench for a few years now, paying attention to what's gone right and what's gone wrong. And, you know, I think if Hubert allowed himself to just be himself as opposed to just being Roy Williams' replacement and recognizes that it's okay to shake things up and do things your own way, you know what? I mean, let's give the guy the benefit of the doubt, I would say, before we say it's a horrible hire. And look, I'm sure they went through the process of, you know, the other essentially three people you have to call, Brad Stevens, Jay Wright, Mark Few. None of those guys were going to say yes. So, you know, why not try the guy that's been sitting on the bench for a few years?
To that end, I don't think we've visited since they named Mike Woodson at Indiana. That's a two-part question because, you know, I've met him also through the V Foundation stuff. Another very likable guy, and he's been a head coach for 9 years in the NBA, so it's not like he doesn't know how many guys you start in a lineup. I mean, he knows a little about something. But, I mean, it's not a brand-name college coach, and it seems to me all the brand-name jobs that open, everyone assumes that's just who they're going to get. And what do you think of that hire, and has the ship sailed on that as a narrative for those kinds of schools?
Yeah, I think, as a hire, I mean, I think the problem is everyone saw, oh, Michigan hired Juwan Howard, and look how good they were. Let's go out and do that. And, I have nothing against Mike Woodson. I agree with you. He's got great coaching experience. And, again, let's give the guy a chance. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He knows how to X and O. The problem is he's 68 years older. He's a lot older than Juwan Howard. And so, you know, the recruiting and the grind of all of that, how is he going to handle it? That's the big question. But, you know, I think people questioned the Juwan Howard hire as well, and it worked out pretty darn well for Michigan. So, you know, yeah, and I think where we are with the coaching hires of these big-name programs is, well, the guys who are the big people that everyone wants to go after are going to leave. Hugh is not going to leave. Jay Wright's not going to leave. I'm not sure that Brad Stevens is going to leave. I'm not sure Billy Donovan's going to leave. So the next caliber of coaches underneath of them, I mean, are any of them like the, I got to have that guy? No, they're just not. I mean, they're good coaches, but there's nobody else. Who else is out there that you're like, I'm name brand school X, I must target this person. Like, who else is there? I'm not sure that there's anybody else. So I do feel like we're sort of in a pattern. We're going to have sort of, you know, good hires, strong hires, but not that big, they got him hire.
Yeah, I mean, I heard Nate Oates' name mentioned in Alabama, and they immediately stepped up and gave him a contract extension. So, you know, I used to say the big schools used to be able to money whip people. I don't think you can do that anymore because everybody's getting paid now.
Yeah, everyone's getting paid now, and also everyone recognizes because of the success at Gonzaga and Villanova and others that you don't need what everyone seems to think you need to win. In basketball. In fact, sometimes when you are the only dog on campus, it actually works to your benefit as it does at those two schools. So, yeah, I mean, everyone's getting paid a lot of money. It's like, okay, how much more money do I need to be happy? I'm already happy. Like, why do I have to, why mess with it? So, yeah, I think it's a unique kind of world we're living in. And what's going to get more interesting is, like, look, Roy Williams is the first of these dominoes to fall. I mean, Mike Krzyzewski, Tom Izzo, Jim Boeheim, none of them are spring chickens. So we're going to be in this sort of pattern here probably in the next 10 years of big-name coaches stepping down and what happens afterwards.
Before I let you go, is there anything you think that came about out of necessity this year that the committee and the people in charge will look at and say, you know, we did that because we had to, but that wasn't a bad idea? Like not being so concerned about the geographical part of it because they didn't have to worry about that. Everybody was in Indianapolis. Somebody even said maybe they should meet the whole tournament in one state in future years. I mean, why not see if they can continue doing that? Everybody would like the convenience of going to one spot. And I don't know. I'm throwing things at the wall here. Anything come out of this where you say, you know what, that might not be a bad idea?
You know, a lot of people talk about the one city thing. First of all, I mean, as you know, the contracts with site cities are made well in advance, so they can't really go back and undo all of that and you know, move the tournament to one state. It's just too complicated. And, well, I mean, it was definitely fun. There aren't a lot of cities that are set up just like Indy to make that work, too. You know, there's only a handful. And I do think there's something to be said about, like, bringing a national tournament to the nation, if you will. But, yeah, I mean, I would hope that they would look at, you know, things like, is it really such a big deal to go here, go there? Is that, you know, isn't it better to make the bracket equitable and fair as best you can? I would think things like that would be helpful. You know, I'm not sure what else. I mean, from, you know, from my perspective, it was, you know, from a media perspective, it was awfully difficult with access and things like that. But, you know, I'm sure there are some things that they can take away from it that have been good. I'll tell you the one thing I like the best that they'll never get rid of, unfortunately, is the people that were in the stands for these games were fans. They weren't corporate muckety mucks. True. Were getting like grief with nice tickets, and so the energy, even though there weren't a lot of people in the building, was terrific because the people that were there had a rooting interest, and I wish they would continue to do that, or at least we could corporate money into a box somewhere and let them just, you know, go sit upstairs and be, you know, quiet, because that's one thing that I don't recall.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. Dana, absolutely. Travel safe and be careful getting home. And when you get home, have a pretzel for me. We appreciate it.
I will have a pretzel and a cheesecake.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks. Dana O'Neill with us here on the V Show on ESPN 680 105.7. I said I have a little bit of an announcement to make, and I'm making it only because I found through experience speculation is worse very often than the reality. But those of you who've listened know it's been a really rough stretch for me here. When basketball ends in any year, I'm tired. It's exhausting. There's a lot of work that goes in and preparation and stuff. But it's the kind of thing that you say, give me a week by the pool and a couple of cold ones and I'll be fine, and you recharge your battery. This is not that. This is something. I don't know what it is, to be quite candid with you, but it's not good. I've had terrible of a back problem that goes all the way back to last October, and it got to the point about a week ago where it was It was worse than anything I've ever gone through, including my heart attacks. Honest to God, it made my heart attack look like a walk in the park. So it was terrible. I still don't really have enough answers for that. You know, I've had heart issues in the past. None of these things may be serious at all, but we don't know. And I don't feel well at all. My back is still bad. There's a possibility there's a condition with my heart. I go to a specialist to see about that. So I've got to get that taken care of. And because of my back and all these other things that have gone on, they've just given me drug after drug after drug. And I think finally everything just revolted. And you know, I've taken steroids probably 5 times in the past for various things, various injuries and illnesses, and never had a reaction, negative reaction to them ever. But this time was positively scary, to be quite honest with you. I don't want to get too dramatic, like I was going to come to the office and start, you know, offing people. It wasn't like that, but it was bad. I was having a hard time understanding if I was awake or asleep, which I guess is some sort of form of hallucinating. And it was to the point where, I mean, I was having these really vivid and at the end, violent, awfully terrible, scary dreams. And then I would close my eyes, like I could be sitting at the table and just close my eyes, and it would pick up right where I left off. So there was a part of me that knew I was awake, but it would just go right back to where it was. And so you're not getting a very restful sleep, and something's gone on with my body. As an example, yesterday I got up at 11:30, dragged myself up at 11:30 so I could do the show at noon, finished at 3, went right back to sleep, slept, and again had to have somebody wake me to watch the game. Barely could stay awake through the game, and then fell right back asleep after the game and got up at 9:30 this morning. And again, had to force myself to get up because I had to talk to some people at the station and talk to Nick. And you could probably hear in my voice, I don't sound the way I should sound. Something's going on, and I don't know what it is. My head hurts. I've got pain in my stomach. My back is awful. I have a heart situation. I'm exhausted all the time. And then this last episode with the drugs scared the crap out of me. Really, really scared the daylights out of me. I had a friend, I never did LSD, so if anybody's wondering, if you have, maybe you can relate to this, I don't know, but I had a friend in college who did it and said, honestly, he said, I kind of liked it, to be honest with you, but he said, after like an hour, you want to shut it off, and you can't. It just goes on and on and on and on. Well, that's what this was like, only I didn't like it at all. I was not enjoying it at all. It was, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I, you know, again, I'm not trying to be, I'm just, because people are going to talk, as Nick knows, and so I'll just tell you, and I have no secrets, I always tell everybody everything, much to the chagrin of some of my close friends who say, why are you telling people that? Because I don't have anything to hide, it's just life. I mean, I didn't do anything wrong to provoke this, I'm just having some health issues that I can't figure out. But I woke up in the middle of the night and almost woke my wife up and said, please don't leave, don't go to work the next day. Because that's one of the side effects, too. You get paranoid. And it wasn't paranoid. I thought, you know, the Martians were coming or the, you know, some foreign entity was trying to get me or something like that. It's just a feeling of I can't be alone. And I don't, I mean, I'll be honest with you, cynical as this sounds, I've always kind of actually preferred to be alone for most of my life. So that was a real, real change.
Unless Jamie was around.
I mean, so it's a very bad time, and I'm going to do everything. So what I'm doing, I don't want to bury the lead. This is the last show I'll do this week. I'm taking off the rest of this week. Friday I have to go to the heart person, and I'm going to take all of next week also. Monday I go to the back person. I'm trying to get a schedule to get some blood work done that has to be done. You know, those of you know I had a leukemia scare a few years ago. I don't know if this is related to that. I don't know anything about anything. I just know I'm taking too many pills, and I feel awful, and I'm in pain, and this is no life. This is absolutely no life. And it's not fair to anybody, including you, the listener, or Nick. It's just, it's taking, it. The effort it takes to get to do the show is ridiculous. It's like you'd think I was moving, you know, heavy boxes. It shouldn't be like that. It's fun. We're talking sports. I've done this for years. I like doing this. And to have this, to go through this has been humbling and a little frightening and not fun. And so we're going to try and get some answers. So, you know, you can call it what you want, a leave of absence. You can call it a vacation, although vacation, like I said, suggests I'm going away somewhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be badgering every doctor I get my hands on here to give me some answers here that I need. And, you know, I don't think that anybody's been careless, but somebody takes care of their own thing and they give you drugs. And, you know, you wonder, are they interacting with other drugs? I mean, I've got heart meds and then these back meds and then these steroids. And I'm telling you, I don't ever want to go through that again. That was 3 days of hell. And it affects your mood and it affects everything. And then my back still hurts on top of it all. It's better than it was. I mean, I was screaming in agony last week, but I can still barely walk. And this is not a life. The quality of life is not what it should be right now. So I beg your indulgence. If those of you are hoping I go away for good, I'm sorry to disappoint you. That's not the announcement, but I am going to be away for at least a while. You'll be in the good hands most of those days of Jeff Greer, and he does great. I see the texts. People love him, so I probably won't be missed at all. But I'm going to, whether I am or I'm not, I got to take care of this. So I will be out the rest of this week and all next week, and I'll keep you posted. And
just focus on getting better, you know. The guys at the station, Jeff, Andy, myself, Patty, we got you covered. Just take care, get better. Heal as much as you can during this little sabbatical, if you will.
More than healing, it's getting answers. You said that. It weighs on you when you don't know what the answer is. Like, when you're looking at this and you're saying, is this going to be the rest of my life? I mean, this is what I'm going to have to do forever? And, you know, and you say, well, that's not a life. So hopefully we'll do better. So thank you for your understanding. Thank you for your friendship and your support. I've been blessed to be doing a daily radio show in one way, shape, or form for darn near 20 years. And it's been a lot of fun with you guys, and I hope to do it again. But in the meantime, you stay safe, be careful out there, and I'll talk to you sometime down the road.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour in an essential job, plus get money for college. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.